listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm watching the Fox News feed. Apparently, they've had a levee fail in Arkansas. So the flooding is about to get a lot worse in that part of the country. And we were talking with Al in Canada about the various tariffs. And Al, can you just sort of pick up where you left off?
Yeah, sure, Mike. I was talking about the car companies.
Yes.
Getting a bailout from the taxpayer. Basically, you know, the American people basically bought GM. You know, Europe and Canada helped out a little bit and blah, 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 blah. But anyways, those are the companies to avoid. They turned around and they said thank you by moving their factories elsewhere. So it's not a bad thing that GM moved down to Mexico and now Trump is going to slap some tariffs on. That's a good thing.
I would tend to agree.
Come back. Yeah. And I mean, just because, you know, like, let's just say, I don't know what brand it would be, but I'm sure in the United States, somebody makes, you know, men's underwear. Right?
Yes.
I don't know who it would be. But anyway, like up here, it's Stanfield, and they're made in Nova Scotia. And I buy them. And I'm, you know, I'm not going to brag or anything like that, but I'm telling you, they're way better than, you know, the Fruit of the Loom and the Hanes and the 400 Oak Street stuff and all that nonsense. So sometimes it's better to buy your own products.
Yes.
You know, not just because, you know, you're trying to stimulate the economy, because they are better.
Yes.
You know, the United States still makes some very good tools, drill bits, stuff like that, you know, machining tools and all that. You know, there's a lot of hope. And 12%, as you know, the manufacturing compared to GDP is actually really good considering when you figure the efficiencies. You know, there aren't
okay,
too many
well,
people just standing around.
When you talk about a tariff like 5% or 10%, that's not going to be at the price you pay. That's basically the price that the importer pays at the port of entry. And then there's transportation, fulfillment costs, supply chain costs, getting it into the store, all of which multiply to that final price tag. So a 10% increase in the tariff does not translate to a 10% increase in the price that you pay. It's actually going to be a lot less. So, you know, you can take a deep breath and kind of sort of wind down a little bit.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world. Besides, I mean, maybe it'll, you know, wake people up and start saying, you know, hey, maybe we should consider buying some more things that are made in this country.
I would agree with that.
It's not a bad thing.
I would agree with that. That's the only way we're going to get this country manufacturing again, is we're going to have to create a climate where people are going to look out there and say, yeah, the American people want to buy American. Let's start setting up some factories. And it's probably going to begin with small-scale manufacturing, clothing items, things like that. And then somebody will say, well, you know, these factories seem to be doing all right, so let's try some large-scale manufacturing. You know, let's get another car factory going here. And,
yeah, that's how it starts.
You know, it took a long time for the United States to become a manufacturing powerhouse. For that matter, it took China a long time to become a manufacturing powerhouse. It's not going to happen overnight. It took 30 years for us to give our manufacturing away. It's going to take at least 30 years for it to come back.
Yes, Mike. And on that note, I thank you very much for having me on your show, Mike. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? China. A lot of people don't understand. 2008, they practically became our bankers. And it's not just a matter of the outsourcing of jobs and importing cheap Chinese goods, but it's also a fact that they own a lot of our debt. They put it in bonds. If they sell it
yes.
now or do something, game, set, match. That's it. Trump doesn't know what kind of dynamite he's playing with when he's doing with them. And the other thing is, how are people going to trust the United States with our dollar and all that? And that's, that's another big danger, that they're going to get rid of the dollar. I mean, you know, it's not going to, if they're going to use something else for international currency but the dollar, because we're using it as a weapon. Every time we don't like what a country does, we put sanctions on them. Okay?
Yep.
That's not going to work. That's only going to work so long. It's not, and it's going to, and it's going to fail, because those sanctions are cruel. Now, both Russia and China are strong enough that they can help these countries now, and so the sanctions wouldn't be as bad. Even Europe is starting to rebel on that. So that's
yeah.
The man is messing up by the numbers, Mike. He doesn't. I really get the feeling he just doesn't know what he's doing. He probably listens to clowns like Bolton and Pompeo, and he listens to. By the way, did you know? You notice his son, son-in-law, there, a prisoner. Going to Bilderberg, where he did Bilderberg already. Okay, that tells
yeah.
you something. Along with Pompeo. Now, I'm also disgusted with Alex Jones. I heard him earlier today, and I wanted to see what he wanted to say at Bilderberg on InfoWars, and he tried to make excuses for pushing it going. And if Trump thinks it's in the best interest, maybe he just wants to see what's going on from the inside. But the fact of the matter is, Bilderberg is all secret. It's not like that what's that other thing that they go to where all the businesses put it? That kind of out in the
Bohemian Grove.
No, not before.
Bohemian Grove.
No, I'm talking about the one that's not really secret that they go
Council
to,
on Foreign Relations.
No, that's not. It doesn't really matter. The fact of the matter is, Bilderberg is all secret, and by going there, you don't know what he's discussing, and. As it is, you know that Kushner is probably responsible for bringing in Bolton and Pompeo in the first place, probably at the orders of Benjamin Netanyahu. So there's no way he can be trusted. I don't know what's happened to Alex Jones, I'll be honest with you, man. He's not the... I credit him more than anybody else for red-pilling me, for really red-pilling me years ago. And now he's going against everything he ever stood for. And Bilderberg, I never even knew what Bilderberg was until Jones explained it. And then I found out about that other guy, Jim Guy Tucker, he used to go there all the time. And even Jesse Ventura, when he had that conspiracy show, would talk about it. And now Jones is just saying, it's fine and dandy. I'm going to see later on with, what are those guys' names? We Are Change. I want to see what they're going to say about this. Is they're at Bilderberg. They're watching. They're still monitoring. You know,
yep.
Luke Lomdowski and the other guy, Jason Mermis. They're over there. I want to see whether they're going to say anything about this, because Jones has really betrayed. He's betrayed his following. I don't know what he thinks he's doing. I don't know whether he's indebted to somebody or he's just a shield for Trump, because. He got such a big head when Trump actually went in the show, and he actually talks to him sometimes on the phone. Maybe, I don't know, or whether he's been compromised because he's got AM and FM radio stations that probably have corporate, even though he sells his own products, it's probably just corporate.
Well, I mean, don't forget that Alex Jones went through that major deplatforming on social media. And so maybe he's trying to be a little bit more careful these days.
Yeah, but he started to change already even before that. He even said you guys didn't get along after that something about Zionism there, too. So
yeah,
for a while, didn't used to be like that. Used to be, he was the one who, he'd talk about the dancing Israelis. He'd say Israel had their fingerprints all over 9/11. Now he doesn't even know all this. Information, by the way, that Ryan Dawson has, done an exhaustive job.
Ryan's done a great job.
Yeah, about the dancing Israelis and gotten FBI files on it. There's no question now that those guys were Israeli agents, that they were there an hour before the planes hit the building. They were all set up, okay? So there's no question that foreign intelligence was involved, and mostly Israel and most likely Saudi Arabia. And no one should be talking about that. Everybody should be talking about it. I don't expect mainstream media to be talking about it. But I
No, they'll never talk about it. They absolutely will not.
Did anybody get Ryan? No, by the way. Ryan Dawson? He mentioned you a couple of times.
Well, that's good. I mean, we've known each other for a lot of years now. In fact, he actually came out here to Oahu, and we finally got to meet face to face.
All right. Hopefully he'll be back on your show, you know? What about Ken O'Keefe? Any way you can get him back on?
All right, we'll try and get Ken O'Keefe. I do need to be more diligent about getting more guests on the show here, so it's not just me here. Anyway, Mark, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out to our Honor affiliates just now rejoining our network. Back to the phones to Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I apologize if I've been gone for a little while, and I appreciate you on the battlefront every day, but I think it's very apropos with what you're talking about today. Have you talked about, and if you have talked about this, I must have missed it, but Mel Gibson's new movie with the Rothschilds, have you discussed that yet?
I think I mentioned it about a week ago that it was coming on out and that it was already being attacked as anti-Semitic and, you know, they were attacking him because the character name in the movie is spelled Rothschild, whereas the Rothschilds that own all these private central banks is Rothschild. But despite this, everybody says, we know what you're talking about. You're talking about rich Jews. Now, apparently, the storyline of the movie is simply that there's a member of the family who was cut out of the family's will. And the storyline of the movie is how he schemes to basically get back in and recover his birthright. Now, that doesn't sound particularly anti-Semitic to me. But, you know, Mel Gibson is not well-liked in Washington, D.C., which is a shame because he's made some really good movies. And
the truth is the first casualty of war, right, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he could have put a different name on this, and nobody would have kicked up a fuss. Maybe this was deliberate on his part, because what you've got now is he's getting all this free publicity that otherwise he'd have to pay to advertise the movie. And instead, you know, you've got everybody screaming, oh, it's horrible. And it's going to have the Band in Boston effect. People are going to, you know, go see it just to see what all the fuss was about.
Well, you know, I was raised Catholic. I got rid of that a long time ago. No offense to your Catholic listeners, but I'm non-religious like you. But I think that he never got over that arrest when he was had a few beers and he spilled the truth. You know, sometimes alcohol can be a truth serum, which it usually is. You know, he told the Jews are responsible for all the wars, not the Jewish people, the Rothschilds, the Zionists, and he nailed it. He was exactly right, and he's still hanging on to that bone. And I got to give him credit for that. You know, even though he did back down, he even got the Pope to back down.
Well, what do they say in Vino Veritas?
You know, movie. You're all about movies, and you know how they're made, and this and that, whatever. But I think this. I hope this gets through. You know how Rothschild sent all these songs
to
different countries.
Well, we'll see. Of course, Claire and I have to wait for it to come out on cable, because of Claire's back injury. We can't do movie theaters anymore.
Yeah, why don't you want to get eaten up by bugs? The movie theaters are filthy. I don't go anymore.
They are.
That's a blessing, Michael. They're just, I don't know. But listen, I'm looking forward to the movie. God bless you, whoever God is. I think he's a good person or a good entity, whatever. But I think this is, this eventually the truth does come out. And I think, at least I hope we live long enough to see it, but we may have to brace for impact, you know?
It could very well be. It could very well be. Anyway, Mo, we're going to let you go here. The phone lines are now empty if you want to call on in. Getting on back to the international news here. Everyone's talking about war with Iran. Bolton is out there saying he's going to prove that Iran was behind the attack on those tankers and at the UN Security Council next week. And just rattling the sabers. They need to go back and look at history, because back in 1983, there was a clash between the United States and Iran, during which Iran succeeded in closing the Straits of Hormuz. And it caused a huge, huge disruption. And back in 1983, Iran was still coming out of the Iranian Revolution. They were still very weak. They were disorganized. There were all these different factions fighting for power. And today, the experienced and veteran leader of the revolution, Sayed Khamenei, who played a role in the very similar critical situation in the 80s, is now facing President Donald Trump and an administration who don't seem to have learned much from history and the previous U.S.-Iran confrontation. As I've said before, this is not going to be easy. It's going to be a lot harder than Iraq was. And it's a serious, serious situation that we're looking at. Okay, now then. Iran has just released a video showing one of their huge underground missile silos in the desert. And it's a rather impressive video where it basically shows that there's this underground missile bunker. It's packed with bombs. And the clip shows a missile being assembled onto a launching rack, if you will. It shows a long tunnel under the earth with all these weapons, trucks, and parts appearing to belong to the Qiyam-1 ballistic missile. Then they rolled this down into this hangar with a hatch in the roof. The rocket is elevated into a vertical position and launched out through this hole in the roof. And from the outside, it looks like these are going to be very, very hard to spot. So I think Iran is trying to send a not very subtle warning that it's not going to be an easy war. It really won't. Okay, over in Israel, Netanyahu, of course, who was elected on the 9th of April, basically the Knesset has dissolved itself last night, actually Wednesday night, and some new members of the Knesset didn't even get to give their maiden speech. So it's a lunatic situation over there, but it's a desperate gamble for Netanyahu. They're going to have new elections on the 17th of September, and Netanyahu is hoping that he will be able to cling to power, that he'll be able to form a bloc that will give him control over the Knesset and make it impossible for his opposition to form a coalition that opposes him. But it is a desperate, desperate gamble. And if he loses, then, of course, he's going to wind up having to deal with those corruption charges. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. Now, Netanyahu is meeting with top U.S. officials, met with Jared Kushner yesterday, and Jason Greenblatt, who's Trump's Mideast envoy. And Kushner and Greenblatt are in Israel as part of a wider Middle East tour in the run-up to a planned U.S. meeting in Bahrain meant to lure investment to the Palestinian territories. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're just now getting word that over in Virginia Beach at a municipal building, there's an active shooter situation. It's in building 2 of the municipal center. They think there was only one shooter who has already been taken into custody. Multiple gunshot victims, 2 rumored to be dead. That's not been officially confirmed. All right, so we're talking about the situation down in Israel here. Kushner Greenblatt are trying to go through the Mideast, looking to try and lure investment to the Palestinian territories at the upcoming meeting in Bahrain. Both Russia and China are going to boycott. The problem is with the dissolution of the Knesset and the elections being put off till September 17th. This political chaos basically means that the deal of the century can't move forward. This political chaos is basically a body check to Jared Kushner's peace plan. In fact, this one article over Mondo is saying, effectively, it's dead and buried. They're saying by September, you know, Bibi doesn't want it anywhere near his campaign. And by September, it becomes an electoral liability for Trump. So, anyway, here's an article. This came out of Mideast Monitor, and it's saying that the BDS campaign against Eurovision was a success, and they're saying that it was a success because it built public awareness. They got a lot of media coverage, and you know, the headline acts didn't put out, but they did raise a massive amount of awareness of the plight of the Palestinian people. Okay, now Florida Governor Ron DeSantis went ahead and had his cabinet cabinet meeting in Jerusalem, and now he's being sued for it because the lawsuit said the meeting violates the Florida state constitution and state open government laws, which require cabinet meetings be open and accessible to the public. And obviously, most Floridians don't have the means to fly to Jerusalem. So Ron DeSantis is going to have to deal with that. Okay. Apparently, the Pentagon is going to ban U.S. companies from using Russian space launchers and satellites. And apparently, this will take effect in 2023. The rule will levy additional prohibitions with regard to acquisitions of certain foreign commercial satellite services, such as satellites and launch vehicles. So our cozy relationship with Roscosmos is coming to an end. And, yeah, SpaceX looks like it's doing a good job. I mean, I know they blew up that Dragon capsule. Okay, article coming out of FortRus.com. NATO's starting to come on out with their new military strategy, and a lot of details are still unknown. But the chances are the alliance is simply aligning itself with recent updates of U.S. doctrine and seeking to overcome all potential opponents. So NATO's becoming part of the U.S. armed forces is basically what this article is saying here. All right. Citing a new security situation as well as challenges in the East and South and a nuclear threat from Russia, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced last week that the alliance has adopted a new military strategy, the details of which have yet to be made public. And the surprising thing is not that NATO updated its military strategy, but that it took so long to do so. This came from Mikhail Kodorinnikov, a retired Russian Airspace Forces colonel. Okay. Turning to our domestic politics, and this is interesting. We've been hearing that there's a lot of friction going on between Trump and Bolton. And President Trump and Bolton don't exactly see eye to eye. And that was on full display earlier this week when Trump said he was not looking for regime change in Iran. That's in sharp contrast to Bolton, who back in July 2017, before he even joined the administration, said the declared policy of the United States should be the overthrow of the Mullah's regime in Tehran. So according to this article, apparently Trump is now talking to Sheldon Adelson about John Bolton. And I think we can surmise what's going on there. Sheldon Adelson's money was very important to Trump's 2016 campaign. It's going to be very important to his 2020 campaign. Sheldon Adelson was the person who demanded John Bolton be put into the administration. And Trump is looking for a way where he can get rid of John Bolton and still keep access to Sheldon Adelson's money. I wish him luck on that one here. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, a former CIA officer and whistleblower, Kevin Shipp, says, what is going on in Washington, D.C. with the treason against Trump is like anything we have ever faced as a nation. And he says this is an historic battle between the president of the United States and what I call the shadow government, which others call the deep state. He says that includes the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA. And Trump is the first president to stand up against the shadow government. That's not accurate. John F. Kennedy did. And they have been spying on Trump since he was a candidate. So this is huge. And nothing like this has ever occurred in any Western government. It may be premature to actually say that. We just may not know about it. But Schiff is definitely right. I mean, I certainly have never seen anything like this during my lifetime. It really is unprecedented. Over at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton is out there saying that Mueller should testify before Congress and answer for the ethics issues. And I think one of the first questions they ought to be asking is why he accepted the job of special counsel investigating Donald Trump right after Donald Trump turned him down for director of the FBI. Obviously, there's going to be animus there and bias. Tom Fitton is also saying the deep state will target anyone they can over the anti-Trump coup. I think too many people are personally invested in this. It's personal. Trump has caved on the wars. He's caved on the economy. He's doing marginal on the border wall. Caved on the vaccines. Caved on cleaning up the elections. But they still hate him. They absolutely hate him. Okay, let's talk about the economic news. The federal debt limit expired last March 1st, and markets didn't move. Holders of the $22 trillion in national debt didn't utter a peep of worry that the U.S. government wouldn't pay its interest or redeem its bonds. The government is now taking temporary measures to pay its bills, delaying intergovernmental transfers and probably looking for coins in the couch cushions. But the U.S. loses its legal authority to pay out cash in fall of this year. We're going to have another shutdown. Now, not many nations can announce they legally can't pay all of their debts and yet avoid a wiggle in the credit risk of their bonds. Any other nation, Argentina or Italy, signals the government can't pay their debt, their interest rates would soar. When the limit is reached, the U.S. Treasury can't borrow anymore, which one would think would cause a crisis of confidence. But the risk premium on U.S. Treasuries really didn't budge much. And it was not a good day on the stock market. We didn't have our managers providing the usual traditional Friday happy ending for the stock market. The Dow was down 354, S&P 500 down 36, NASDAQ down 114. Okay, today Tesla said it was going to price its Chinese-made Model 3 starting at 328,000 yuan, which amounts to about 47,500. This price is 13% cheaper than the vehicle it currently imports, with Tesla looking to push sales in China's massive EV market. And the initial output of the company's factory in Shanghai is going to be limited to Model 3 vehicles. Pre-orders are set to start actually today. And the company's standard range plus Model 3 is 49,000 yuan cheaper than China's current cheapest version, despite the fact it remains unclear as to whether or not the vehicle will qualify for the Chinese electric vehicle subsidies here. Story coming out of Goldcorp basically saying gold has risen to a two-week high and was higher in most currencies after Washington's threat of tariffs on Mexico exacerbated fears of a global trade war and a recession. So the metals are going up. Might be a good time, you know, if you've already bought it, might be a good time to sell. Wait for it to go back down and buy in again here. A lot of concern over the fact that the Federal Reserve has seemingly lost control of its 10-year Treasury note. Rather than follow the Fed's quantitative easing and tightening, the 10-year Treasury note yield seems to be following trade patterns. Now, from that, I would infer there's a high degree of volatility in that people are buying and selling these 10-year notes, 10-year bonds. They're not hanging on to them. Do you remember Freedom Fries? Back when we were having this war of words with France, they said we can't call them French fries anymore. They're Freedom Fries. Well, amazingly enough, this is going to sound like a joke, but it isn't. The Trump administration wants to rebrand its energy exports as Freedom Gas. The U.S. Undersecretary of Energy, Mark Menezes, says that increasing export capacity from the Freeport liquefied natural gas terminal off the coast of Texas is critical to spreading freedom gas throughout the world. So, very bizarre. It's freedom gas. You're buying freedom gas from us here. China has now basically delivered a warning to Canada that they need to be aware of the consequences of aiding the United States in this case involving Huawei. And it's believed these have sparked the detentions of two Canadians who are in China. And Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang's comments came after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called for the release of Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor. Chinese authorities detained Spavor, a businessman and former diplomat, Kovrig, on December 10th, shortly after Canada arrested China-based Huawei's chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou, on a U.S. warrant. So it looks like that little tiff, that little kerfuffle, is heating up yet again. All right, as we've already mentioned earlier in the show and with the various phone calls, the U.S. is going to impose 5% tariff on all Mexican imports starting June 10th, and duties of up to 25% will be added in the coming months if Mexico does not take action to reduce or eliminate the number of illegal aliens crossing into the U.S. This comes despite U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer sending a letter to congressional leaders to kickstart the process for approving updates to the North American Free Trade Agreement. Now, what's really interesting about these tariffs is they will get worse every week that Mexico does not lock that border down. And yes, people here in the United States who are buying products, heco, in Mexico will pay a little bit of an uplift on them. But I think, yeah, it's time to make this Mexico's problem, because we've got too many people in this country who are just blocking every effort to secure our borders. And now we've got that very alarming story from the We Build the Wall people saying they've been told by the Department of Homeland Security that illegal immigrants from the Congo have been caught coming into the nation, and there are confirmed cases of Ebola. By the way, I think I mentioned this before, the National Geographic. Yeah, I mentioned that before. Beto O'Rourke is still out there on the campaign trail. He wants to overhaul the asylum system and provide amnesty for 11 million immigrants. Meanwhile, out in Texas, Georgia Clark, Texas high school teacher, reported her undocumented students to Immigration Customs Enforcement, for which she was fired. So I think she's got a lawsuit there. I think she's definitely got a lawsuit. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, like I told you yesterday about Trump's going to put tariffs, I think he should start out at 25% and go up to 50%. And within 6 months, if they don't stop this illegal invasion of our country. But, Michael, the reason I called you, I talked to my brother today. And I don't know if you're familiar with California, but if you are, I remember my brother used to tell me back in the late 70s and early 80s that California was known as the state of milk and honey. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I remember that phrase.
Yeah, California was known as the land of milk and honey. It had actually the 14th largest economy in the world. And in those days, in the 80s, in the early 80s,
yes.
California was an unbelievable place. Costa Mesa, California was 85% white Anglo. Now it's down to like 40%. Orange County, California, you can look it up. Anaheim has got 10 cities all over by Disneyland. San Francisco has got needles in the poop control. And it was the land of Ronald Reagan. And now a guy like Reagan could never get elected in that state. Now, whoever's behind that, they should be arrested. Pelosi, Feinstein, all those scumbags should be arrested before they allowed it to happen to that state. And the Republicans are to blame for that, because they allowed that state to go seven, almost going on 8 million illegals in that state right now. Now, whoever's responsible for that, like I've been saying this for weeks to you, and Trump has got to do something where people are going to be physically locked up. If not, the country is going to fall right apart because it's happening in Arizona, Texas, Florida. It's unbelievable what's going on here. Now, these people should be going to Argentina or Bolivia. They don't need to be coming here, but why? They don't speak the language. They speak the language of South America. Why are they coming here, Michael? That's what my point is to you. And then I want to ask you something about Jesse
Smollett. They're told that there's going to be all kinds of free stuff. That they're going to get up here, that there's going to be all kinds of free stuff.
Well, Michael, you know, it breaks my heart, because I know people who need operations. I know people who have got cancer here in South Florida. They can't even get treated right. They're not even getting the right. My brother passed away in a VA hospital, Michael, in 2013. Okay? And he was telling me they were treating him like garbage in there. He was a Vietnam veteran. My other brother, my oldest brother, he's still alive. He is a Vietnam veteran, too. He was out in Arizona. He told me the place was being invaded. It's invaded.
Yep.
And nothing's being done. Trump, I guess, is trying to say now he's 5% terror. No, he should start out at 25% and increase it up to 50%. Because this is an illegal incursion, sedation of our nation, invasion. And the Democrats are being, nothing's happening to them. Pelosi, she lives in a $12 million home. Did you know that, Michael?
Yes.
Mad Maxine Waters lives in a $5 million house. How did these people get this kind of money to live in these kind of homes?
It begs the imagination. I mean, when you consider what the actual pay scales are for members of Congress.
Now, exactly.
Pelosi's case,
Donald
of course,
Trump,
her husband is very wealthy.
Correct. But Donald Trump, we know he's a billionaire. He made some mistakes, whatever. But, well, he made his money. He earned his money. He's a builder. What did these women ever do except obstruct justice and aiding and colluding in an invasion of our country? Who should be held like the Oakland mayor? She never got arrested. Nothing ever happened to her when she was tipping off the illegals that the ICE was coming to get them, the feds. That woman should have been put in jail the next day.
Yes, I agree.
And locked up for 20 years. Now, what's happening here, look at South Florida, Michael. There's not one white Anglo man on the Miami-Dade County Commission. Broward County only has six left. Or maybe five now. I can't even remember. It's in the Sun Sentinel. And so, basically, this is an invasion of our country.
I agree.
This is an invasion of the country, and I don't see nothing being done about Trump's threatening to put tariffs on Mexico. And by the way, why aren't these illegals staying in Mexico? Why are they coming here? Like you say, they want the free Section 8 housing, food, all that. We're having such a hard time with China. Build the factories in Central America. Put the car factories over there and all the other stuff. Building hats and all that, Nike shoes and all that. What about there in Central America? Forget China. It's unbelievable what's happening here. And one more thing, Michael, about Jesse Smollett. I asked you this a couple weeks ago, and I never got, we don't know what's going on. This Jesse Smollett case, Michael, that's the most unbelievable thing. What is the Postal Service doing to this guy? I mean, I don't know, the other charges have been dropped. What happened with him mailing the letter to himself? And isn't that a federal charge, and isn't that a severe penalty?
I don't think he's been charged in that one either. In fact, the last I heard is the police are starting to release the details of the case. It had been under seal, now it's been unsealed, and they're making it all public.
Yes. Well, I was told, I know a guy who works for the postal police, and he told me after 30 days, if they have enough evidence to charge you, they usually charge you for that kind of crime. If they can, you know, after the evidence is all clear and it's like a 30-day investigation and you found that you're doing something illegal against the Postal Service, that's a severe penalty. So,
well, what did Smollett do outside of mail a letter to himself?
Well, I supposedly he had a substance in it. And he was claiming there was a substance that somebody was trying to poison him or something. So that's a... what do you call that?
Yeah, that would definitely be a problem.
I mean, it was a hateful letter, supposedly, that he mailed to himself with some kind of chemical in the letter. So, I don't know.
Okay, well, I'd forgotten about the chemical, but yeah, that would definitely be an issue. All righty, yeah. Well.
Like
anyway,
I said, Michael,
listen,
California's gone. California's gone in the Electoral College. So I don't want the Republicans allow that to happen. That was insane. The biggest state in the union for electoral votes, and you're going to let 1.7 million illegals go in there and take over the state and vote Democrat for the free handouts?
Yep.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Texas is next, Michael. Get ready.
I believe it. I absolutely believe it. Anyway, Tom, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones to Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, the first point I want to make is people seem to forget that every employee of the federal government, including all the branches of the government, work for us. They work for you. You're paying them with your money. And somehow people have just resigned themselves to the fact that they're subordinate to the government. They got to put themselves below that. I know it's a little bit difficult to you know, exercise your restraint over the people that work for us, but somehow we got to come together to get a handle on this thing. Second thing I wanted to ask was, remember those tents down in Tijuana that they wouldn't let people in? They were going to process them and send them back, and they were going to live in those tents until their court date came up. Whatever happened to those? I haven't heard anything about that recently.
There are simply more illegal migrants than there are tents or cabins, and they're just being given work permits and allowed on through. And it's a stupid, stupid policy. You know, we should have the, you know, if not the fence, you know, and good gates, we should have the military on the border saying, you do not have a right to be here. You walked all this way to get up here. I understand that. You turn around and you start the walk back.
So they're letting everybody in that wants to come in, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because that deal where they were taking those people to El Paso bus station and giving them tickets to somewhere and then just leaving them. And, you know, they could, from there, they could do whatever they want. They didn't want to know what they were doing. All they have to do is drive another 5 miles down to the border and, you know, say, you're going through the border. You know, you're going that way. That's where you came from. And the thing is, Trump doesn't talk about any of that. He's got to bear some of the responsibility of that going on, you know, but he's not. And he's just not addressing it. And if they don't want you to know something, they just don't address it. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. We're hearing a lot of rhetoric, but nothing really is being done. I'm going to hold off a verdict on this tariff idea until I see if it actually results in a reduction of the migrants coming across the border. But I think, you know, Mexico's going to grouse about it. So are, you know, obviously Wall Street took a hit from it today. But I don't think Mexico, they certainly don't want to keep all these people within their own country. They do have a well-defended border in the south, and they may just decide they're going to start enforcing that down there. Somebody's got to do something, though. We've created this tsunami of illegal immigrants that are just flooding into our country, and something has to be done to stop them and turn them around. Because, yeah, it's changing the demographics of our country. It's shifting. I mean, these people are being deliberately sent into districts that are just slightly Republican in order to turn them just slightly Democrat. That's what happened for the midterm elections out in California. Back when Reagan was governor, California was GOP stronghold.
The last point.
All right. Got to let you go there. We've got to do a station identification. Back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can